When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Happy Football Friday to you. We're standing by for word on when Stephen Jones can join us. C-Note's coming up at 3:20. We'll get you the Cowboys news of the evening. Right now, Wolchuk's NFL news of the day. Here's Zachary.
All righty. Well, it does appear that Stephon Gilmore, who's missed two games with a hammy injury, is off the injury report. He is set to make his return Sunday against Seattle. So just in time, because you got the Seahawks, DK Metcalf, and Jackson Smith and Jigba Rockwell's own, who is really, really settled in nicely with Geno Smith. He's been absolutely on a tear the last 6 weeks. So big to get Gilly back for that game. That's a must-win situation there if you are Seattle. But Minnesota, who's already clinched a spot, they're also trying to play for the one seed right now. So big ramification and implications in that game. You got CeeDee Lamb, who's been one of the few bright spots this year for the Cowboys. But he's got an opportunity to make some history when you look at receiving yards in a player's first five seasons. Right now, CeeDee has 6,234. He has the opportunity in these final 3 weeks to pass Jerry Rice, who had 6,364. So he could even do it this weekend against Tampa Bay. So that's something that we're going to be monitoring. Right now, the leader for most receiving yards in the first five seasons is Justin Jefferson, who's got 7,142. So you got Torrey Holt behind him, Randy Moss, so CeeDee's on the chase. But anytime you're about to pass Jerry Rice on an all-time receiving list, that's absolutely a tremendous milestone to reach. And we're hoping CeeDee can do it, and we can celebrate that in the postgame show. Maybe a win out against Tampa Bay. Maybe. You never know. We've seen crazier things in the NFL.
I mean, CeeDee has had kind of an up-and-down journey for the first couple of years. You know, people weren't even buying that he was going to be a number one receiver. He passed that. And then things got weird a couple of times, you know, on the sideline and in the game last year, in the playoff game, and then early on this year. Just didn't seem like his body language and composure was there. But one of the most successful receivers in his start of career that we've ever seen now in the NFL. I think it's certified. And you just brace for, you know, some volatility there. I think he's an emotional guy. And dang it,
yes,
when that emotion gets running hard, and I call him CeeDee Ram instead of CeeDee Lamb, he starts flying into guys. That's just a whole nother level, and you got to take the good with the bad.
He hates losing, and that's something that you want.
Facts of life right there, buddy.
Yep.
Damn right.
Yeah, we're all a work in progress.
Josh Allen also can pass Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh in the NFL record book. He already passed Hall of Fame running backs Lenny Moore, O.J. Simpson, and Terrell Davis in career touchdown runs. How crazy is that? We're talking Josh Allen, quarterback. He's passed those guys in career touchdown runs. He's currently tied with Hall of Fame running back Larry Zonka for the 49th most touchdown runs in league history, but he's set to pass another notable. He's got 191 passing yards, and then he will throw for more yards than what Jim Harbaugh did over the course of his 14-year NFL career.
I mean, I know they're not the same caliber of athlete, but this right here is why I would not have signed Dak Prescott if I had been in charge. Because of how much of an edge that is, especially in the red zone, you know, and running it in the red zone, especially if, you know, your passing game can stall out down there, has been huge for this team in 2014 and 2016. You know, that really, you know, drove them home and made potential field goals, touchdowns quite consistently. And right now they don't have that.
No, and I mean, think about how they won that 2018 game at home against Seattle in the wild card. It's a fourth down and they call number four, and Dak takes a quarterback draw up the middle, somersaults, almost scores. Yeah. He's down at the one. I mean, and in the postseason, Do the Chiefs have as many Super Bowls right now?
No.
If Pat Mahomes isn't using his legs to have some unbelievable big moment plays in those championship games.
Yeah, probably won them two games or so in this regular season as well that wouldn't have otherwise.
I mean, it's very, very important at the quarterback position to be able to steal a first down, steal a touchdown in a game here or there. And right now, that is a tremendous question mark that we're going to have going into next year is how mobile will Dak be?
I asked Brian Schottenheimer in Oxnard, what do you do about these defenses with great, you know, runs stopping and shutting down your big plays? And he said immediately that's where the quarterback has to run. You know, these defenses are have gotten so good and have now evolved to be able to handle the motion and, you know, the great athletes on the other side of the ball. And you need that trump card if you don't have, you know, a Hall of Fame talent in the pocket.
Last night, speaking of Harbaugh, it was the moment he's been waiting for. Cameron Dicker made the longest fair catch, free kick in NFL history at the end of the second quarter going into half, 57-yarder. And it's a play that, I mean, Gavin, you were talking about, like, I didn't even know this was, I don't think you're alone. I think there are a lot of people watching that were, I didn't know we could do this. Mm-hmm. Here was Harbaugh, and you brought this up, that he's tried to do this previously in San Francisco. He talks about, this is his favorite rule in the NFL.
It's my favorite rule in football. and just been trying to get one of those, like, every game.
You know. you've been trying to get one of those?
Yeah. It's the first one we've made. We tried one with the 49ers. I think it was like a 70-yarder.
Or 71.
71, thanks. Mr. Dawson, probably a little... I wanted it so bad that we, you know, tried a 71-yarder. But it is my favorite rule. And Cam Dicker stepped up and nailed it, and I thought that was a huge, good momentum. Got the momentum back, and going into halftime, and then coming out. And Derwin was great in the locker room at halftime.
All right, there is Jim Harbaugh.
And he did
after a fair catch, free kick.
Yeah.
Man, that would come in mighty handy, you know. And it can only happen with 0 seconds, or can it happen at any time?
You could declare it any time.
Any time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
As Stephen Jones joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. We're just talking about that fair catch, free kick that the Chargers pulled off last night. That's pretty neat. Have the Cowboys ever done one of those in your time?
Not that I can recall. I think it's the first one, and I think maybe before we had the team. I know we've never done one.
I mean, it might be cool to have it in your back pocket with Brandon Aubrey. I think, you know, he might be good from 75 or so if the other team can't block it.
It's always good to get tweaked on these things. I saw where officials and coaches, they were all huddling, trying to figure out exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you guys are huddling now. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sure we'll be huddling on the competition committee, make sure it's not that our guys, our staff hadn't done a great job, but it'll be, I'm sure we'll go over it one good time this off season.
Well, right on, man. And I'm sure you guys have gone over this Buccaneers team several times. I mean, they were on the rope 6 weeks ago. They lost four in a row. Now they've won four in a row. How good are they? Do you think they're better than their record says?
Yeah, first of all, nothing but respect for Coach Bowles. He was with us when Coach Parcells was here. He's obviously one of the good ones in the business, great ones in the business, and he'll have his team ready. They've won a lot of football games. We've had some good wars with them with Brady, but the other one that I've got a ton of respect for is obviously Baker Mayfield, the competitor he is, and you know, they just got a good football team, and you know, they're fighting to get in the playoffs, and you know, we've got a lot longer shot, but we're going to go out there and compete, and you know, I like our chances to go out there and play really good football and win a football game.
Steven, the injury report just dropped. Looks like Micah is questionable with an illness, and then Jalen Brooks has been ruled out with a knee. Anything new you can share with us about those two?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if Micah doesn't come around. I mean, you never know on these flu bugs, but he should be fine. And, you know, Jalen, on the other hand, he hyperextended his knee on the last play of practice, unfortunately. And, you know, probably looking at something there where probably can't go this week, but should be good to go after that. But, you know, the great news is with, you know, us, you know, having a good number of guys at the receiver position, we should be fine.
Steven, I hope you give me a little latitude on my question here, but I've all of a sudden kind of got interested in numbers and how it pertains to caps and stuff like that. And I just was curious because you guys are getting tremendous value from players that don't cost a lot on your cap. And I give you credit in the staff for credit for finding these guys. Is this an avenue?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Knew that might be a better way for you guys to handle free agency when, you know, you always talk about, people say, well, they're never active. Is this a plan that you guys have that you're using that, hey, listen, we could sign these guys and we're getting more value out of these signings and then maybe guys that are high-priced free agents?
Well, when you have to, Brian, and it's a great question, and it's obviously one that we go over, and, you know, we're obviously, being questioned in terms of our strategy, but no question, when you're looking down the barrel at signing Dak and CD and Micah, and, you know, you do have to draft and develop and really do your homework on players in terms of, you know, guys who might not be, you know, there at the top in terms of on the list to be paid. So, yes, I mean, that's certainly, you know, our strategy when you want to keep Dak, Micah, and CD around. I mean, three of the top paid players in our league, you know, you have to find not only the guys you draft, but you got to get you got to have some good luck in the college free, you know, our priority free agency, which we call college free agency, but it's a, you know, important. That's our second draft. And then, you know, the other thing is finding, you know, a guy like Chuma, you know, those guys are important. We found Hankins for a couple years. You know, those are important players that can step up. And then when you have, you know, draft picks that really go out and play at a high level. And I know I'm talking about one that's on IR right now, but, you know, you get a guy like an Overshown who's, you know, was quickly becoming one of the top players in this league defensively. And then you see a Maris step up, who we drafted in the mid rounds there. And, you know, that's what you got to have happen when you decide that you're going to spend the type of money that we do on the top end of your roster, which is your top three, four, you know, a Diggs, you know, guys like that. Now, we do have players like Zach Martin and, you know, obviously Tyron Smith will be rolled off this year. Zach Martin will roll off next year. You know, DeMarcus Lawrence, who's been a great player for us, some of his bigger money from his prime years are rolling off. You know, some of that cleans up, but you certainly have to have production from your drafted players and your priority free agents and your you know, guys that you're looking for, vets that can step up and play well for you.
Yeah, and the reason I was bringing that up, Steve, because I look at the value of your players. Like Rico Dowdle's playing like a $12 million player. Carl Lawson playing like a $14 million player. Brock Hoffman playing like a $17 million player. These are all guys that you have that very, very manageable. And I just wondered if that was a strategy. And by the way, you're saying it, yeah, it's part of. It's not completely keeping you from going after big free agents. But is this something that, like I say, you just continue to lean on as you go forward with your cap?
Well, you know, Jerry and I and Will were talking the other day, and, you know, one of the things that, you know, everybody was wanting to, you know, give you a little pat on the back for is, you know, the deals that we cut with Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks. I mean, sure. There we're getting, you know, really high-end players for a low-end draft pick and, if you will, a bargain price for those type of players.
Right.
And we got them, you know, for sub-10. When those guys might cost you, as you said, Brian, you were mentioning numbers, 15 to 20 in a normal market. So, you know, you have to look for things like that to, you know, to sprinkle your roster with when you're wanting to pay your elite players. And we're, you know, we're fortunate. Hell, we're fortunate enough to draft Dak Prescott, fortunate enough to draft CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons. Diggs.
Osa Digizua.
I mean, Osa.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously a guy who's coming up, and he's a guy we'd love to keep around. But you gotta hit on those guys.
When you draft so well, one thing we've also talked about, and I wonder your experience with this, Steven, is all these contracts seem like they come up at the same time. And Mike, I know, was talking this week about maybe not being the highest paid defender, but he also doesn't want to hold out. He wants to try and get that deal done. Do you look at that maybe and would wait on a deal to try and stagger these out a little bit, or is it still just beneficial to get ahead of these things?
No, if you get ahead of them, you want to get ahead of them. And hats off to Micah, and I've seen, like you guys have, some of the comments that he's made. He certainly, you know, had conversations with Jerry and I, and that's what we want. We want guys who want to be here. And, you know, I think this year more than ever, you know, having the injuries we have, you know, I think our top guys are feeling it that, you know, you can't just have unlimited funds. Now, as you said, Brian, hats off to these guys. You know, who are stepping up,
young
drafted players, the Hoffmans, the Lawsons, the guys like that step up and, you know, play well. I mean, look at Schoonmaker. He's a guy who, well, maybe last year you said maybe you didn't hit on him, and now, you know, he's playing well. I mean, Mozzie picked it up this year. I mean, you got these guys around who you know you think a lot of, and, you know, they step up. Sometimes it takes 1 year longer or 2 years longer, but ultimately you need them to step up.
Steven, what are we in for with this Netflix show? Are you guys excited about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, a little bit in the weeds a little bit with you on that. I mean, what I'm the most fired up about is I think it's great that people are going to really, I think, enjoy this. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a, you know, a big focus on Jerry and what he's done, you know, as a entrepreneur, as a, obviously a Hall of Fame owner and, you know, his journey. But what fires me up the most is we're going to have something here documented, not only on what our fans will see, but on the, hundreds of hours of taping, that our family will have. My kids will have, Charlotte's kids will have, Jerry's kids, their kids. I'll have documented about, you know, Jerry and Senior's journey and what he's done, you know, for business, what he's done for the NFL, what he's done for the game of football. You know, I think people are going to really be intrigued by, and these guys are amazing at what they do. So I'll be very surprised if this isn't something that people are really going to enjoy.
One thing that people are already intrigued by is, you know, from the promo that was released yesterday, the quote with Jerry saying it's more than just winning football games. What all do you think he meant by that?
I think it's at the end of the day, it's the full body of work. I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, you winning the games is huge, but it is more than that. You've got to put the resources. You got to go out and generate business so that you can leave the franchise in a better place than when you left it. I mean, when we got the team, we were in Valley Ranch, which, by the way, in its time was one of the top practice facilities in the league, and we were playing at Texas Stadium. And now the franchise plays at AT&T, which is one of the top facilities, not only in the country, but in the world. And then obviously the Star and Jerry and our teams brought there in terms of a mixed use development, but also, you know, a way for our fans to be able to go enjoy something else about the Cowboys. So hopefully, not only do you want to win games, and certainly that's, utmost, but and we've obviously had some good runs at some Super Bowls, but our fire burns bright to get another one. But, at the same time, there's a whole lot more to these franchises, than just the Super Bowl part. Don't get me wrong, though. No one understands more how much urgency is on winning a championship and bringing another Super Bowl to our fans here in Dallas.
I love it. Best of luck to the Longhorns and your family this weekend, and go give them hell Sunday night. We'll be pulling for you.
Hey, go Scots. Sounds great, guys. Always enjoy being on with you. And go Scots. I agree.
Salute. There he goes. Stephen Jones with you here on 105.3 The Fan. Highland Park heading for a state championship
game,
too.
They are. They're heading that way.
Valley tomorrow.
Yep.
Man, that is cool. Okay, we'll continue with your NFL news of the day, give you some C-note as well, Cowboys news of the evening, and more coming up next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.